Good morning. Thank you for joining us this week on What's Up Boone County. My name is Kent Franzen. It's my host, my privilege to be the host of this weekly show. And many of our longtime listeners know that we have people in who work in government or head up a local not-for-profit or have some job that's interesting and has effect upon our community in general, or they have an interesting hobby or some other avocation that people find worth learning about. And we're getting near basketball season. This is the last weekend in October, I'm sorry to say. It's kind of the 5 to 6 month period of the winter, as far as I'm concerned. Starts up about now. But in the keeping with the basketball thoughts, I have as my guest this week Preston Myers, who has started a new franchise for our Lebanon community in Boone County area to be part of the Basketball League, which is a professional, semi-pro, I'm not sure what the right word, we're going to ask Preston here in a minute, Basketball League starting up. It's already in existence, is it not, Preston? I mean, it's already, did it have last year? Was it in play last year?
That's right, Kent. It's been around 5 years.
Well, I helped Preston get started with this, his local organization. So I appreciate, Preston, you coming in and talking about this endeavor. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You are a Lebanon native, are you not?
Yes, I am. Went to school here, graduated in 2001 locally from the high school, and have been in the community the majority of the time since.
How's your mom doing? Is she still alive?
Yes, she is. My mom is doing great. She lives in Kentucky on her horse farm.
Is that right? Yeah. And, of course, your dad, Dennis, was a longtime friend of mine, and I miss him. So before deciding to get into this basketball league, what did you do for a living, Preston?
Well, for the last 20 years, I've primarily been a basketball coach at the high school and small college levels. I started in Muncie, Anderson University, Lebanon High School, Northfield High School, and this last year I was in Springfield, Ohio.
So basketball is your sport, is it not?
It is.
You love basketball. Well, tell me about how you learned about this basketball league and why you decided to try to establish a franchise here locally.
Well, to tell you the truth, it really started with a conversation with Kent Benson, who, as many of the listeners probably remember, was a great All-American player from Indiana University and a Newcastle native. Kent called me kind of out of the blue, and we spoke about trying to find a good landing place here in the Donut Counties for a franchise, an expansion franchise for the TBL. And he was looking for investors, and as we spoke about it, it seemed more and more like a great fit for me. And I went quickly from looking to go find investors to being the primary investor myself.
Well, nothing like putting your own money in. At least you know what you're spending it on, and you're not dependent upon somebody else entirely. So the initials TBL you mentioned, that stands for what?
It's called the Basketball League.
And how long, you say it's been in existence, roughly 5 years?
It has.
And how widespread is its reach at this point?
It is actually an international league. We're just putting a team right now in Vancouver, which will be our first overseas team. Partnership with Canada is likely in the future, but we are all over the country, to tell you the truth.
How many franchises are there currently, approximately?
I believe there will be 49 at the airing of this episode.
In a couple of weeks. This league plays games against other league teams, and then I assume has some sort of a championship.
Yes.
You don't want to travel to Vancouver very, very many times, do you, for your local team here?
No. So a few years ago, the league probably had too few teams, too spread out, and travel was a challenge. So the new thinking is, hey, let's add more teams to the league so that we can make it more regional in appearance.
All right.
So we are part of the Midwest Conference, and all of our conference games are within about 3.5 to 4 hours.
Driving time.
Yeah. We play in Michigan. We've got teams in Detroit, Lansing, and Flint. Ohio is Toledo, Dayton, Columbus, and Metro Cincinnati. Kentucky has a team in Owensboro, and Northern Kentucky is the same franchise as Metro Cincinnati. And then here in Indiana, there are teams in Lebanon, obviously. Kokomo, a very successful franchise. Medora, which is in southern Indiana, not too far from Seymour and Bedford. And Indianapolis.
All right, so you've got a conference of Midwest cities where you would travel and play them primarily, try to be the best team in that region, and then I assume you go on and would play beyond in some sort of playoffs. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so our season will run March through the end of May in the regular season.
Regular season, March through the end of May. So it's basically March, April, and May.
And then conference champions go into a playoff system in June. And obviously, if we're lucky enough to get all the way to the championship, those championship games will be split between Lebanon and a city as far away as potentially Vancouver or California or Texas, or it could be right here a little closer to home.
Sure. Well, so you're listening to What's Up Boone County this last weekend in October, and we're talking to Preston Myers, who's the owner and general manager, I suppose, of the Lebanon franchise of the Basketball League. Would you call this Preston, would you call this semi-pro ball, or is this called amateur ball? Is it called professional basketball, or what? How do you describe it?
It's professional basketball. It's a far cry from the NBA, but every league is. The NBA is obviously huge dollars, huge backing behind it. Then, kind of underneath that is the G League, which is the developmental league for the NBA, owned by the NBA. Sort of the next tier of basketball down from that, you've got all the international leagues and leagues like the TBL.
So like some pretty good college players who maybe aren't good enough to sign with an NBA team, you hear about them going to Europe and playing in Italy or Germany. And those are these international leagues you talk about, where these people go and they get paid reasonably well, and they're over there for 6 months or whatever, and they're trying to hone their skills and get noticed and maybe get picked up. And there are people playing today for the Indiana Pacers who at one time in their life were playing in the international leagues of one form or another, correct?
Absolutely.
So, and I don't ask me who those are, but I know there are because you hear about them all the time. So this is just another step in the hierarchy, I suppose. There are people that are wanting to move up the food chain and who might be willing to play for Lebanon in the spring of next year because they want to be seen, one, and maybe get picked up, and two, they like to play basketball, and they're pretty darn good at it. Isn't that the case?
Yes, it is. We've been in contact just nonstop with international players, guys that are playing internationally now that want to come back to the States. It's kind of a two-way system where sometimes you've got a guy that plays 6 months in France or Italy or Germany, and then the other 6 months of the year he wants to be at home. You know, maybe he's from Cincinnati or Boston or anywhere here, but wants to be stateside and is looking for another season here at like the TBL level.
So the Lebanon team would be a franchise of the TBL. It's already been formed, and there is going to be a team here. What will it be called?
We're the Leprechauns.
Lebanon Leprechauns. let's think about some of the things that go into creating that team. Where do you find a coach?
So I've been just as inundated with coaching requests as I have been player requests, and I'm not quite ready to announce my head coach just yet. We're in final negotiations, but it should be a pretty big splash, I think. He kind of found me, to tell you the truth, and has a resume that I would have a hard time topping.
Okay, well, that's good to know. We'll be on the lookout for that. So this was a person who would obviously spend a considerable amount of time getting his team ready and then traveling and playing these games. But it wouldn't be a full-time job, typically, would it?
Probably about 6 months out of the year.
All right. So how would the schedule work if you were going to go to Cleveland or Cincinnati or the Kokomo League team? Would you just go up there, maybe put one game their place, one game your place? I suppose you want to try to coordinate your travel and save on costs as much as possible.
So right now the league is working on finalizing the schedule for every team. We should have it sometime early in November. And then once we have dates for when Lebanon needs to be in Columbus, Ohio, then we can start making our specific plans for travel.
So typically you would bus the team, I assume, or they would meet you there. How's that work?
Our plan is to bus them primarily. It's close enough that flying is probably not the wisest decision.
Okay. So the players that are interested in participating in this league and who have already played in this league in the past are examples of who? Who are the people that you're looking at, not necessarily by name, but the type of player you're looking at?
So some of the players in the league in the last year have included Big Ten players, SEC players. The reigning defensive player of the year played 3 of his 4 college seasons at Purdue. The reigning MVP of the league was the 6th man at Arizona. So these are pretty good players, to tell you the truth. This is pro basketball, for lack of a better word. It's the big time. There was a player out of Kokomo, I am blanking on his name at the moment, that earned a 2-way contract in the NBA just this last year. So he went from Kokomo, Indiana to, you know, the very top of the heap.
So these players would hear about the franchise that's opening in Lebanon. They would know there's going to be a 12-man or a 14-man roster, and there would be an opportunity for that person to play against good competition in this league throughout the Midwest Conference primarily, correct?
Primarily. We've had, I've been on the road to a couple of scouting combines. The league puts together an extensive network of combines to put players in front of us, and then we're going to host our own local tryouts as well here early in November.
All right. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Preston Myers about the Lebanon franchise known as the Leprechauns, part of the Basketball League, a professional league that's been in existence for 5 years, and the Lebanon is now joining. And we'll be back to talk more about this exercise with Preston after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this last weekend in October. I hate to say that because that's the start of the bad weather as far as I'm concerned, but maybe we'll get lucky. But it is basketball season, and that's what I like about the wintertime. And I'm happy to have as my guest this week Preston Myers, the owner and founder of the Lebanon franchise in the Basketball League. So tell me a little bit about where the games will be played. Where do you expect the games to be held, Preston?
We're working right now with Lebanon High School to make sure that we've got home space here available this season. That's primarily where I would anticipate our games to be played. If, like I said, our schedule doesn't come out for another couple of weeks, so we won't get final approval on that from Lebanon until that's happens. If there's a conflict that just cannot be resolved, anything else is possible. I'm sure my first call would be to some of the other local area schools.
Sure. Well, are the games typically played on the weekend, or might they be through the week, or how does that work?
Our heavy preference is Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. That's not to say that we wouldn't have a midweek game, but we're going to try to keep it to the weekends.
All right. What about radio, TV, live streaming, that sort of thing? Is that a possibility for this early young franchise?
Well, we will definitely be live streaming every game on TBL TV.
So tell me about that. I'm not a live streaming expert, but this is an internet type of television where people in other markets can get on the internet and watch the game in Lebanon like television, except it's through the internet, correct?
It's pretty much exactly like every other league pass that you could buy for the NBA or MLB or NFL, where you can live stream any game you'd like. You can buy it an entire season at a time. You can buy just the Leprechaun games. You can buy just an individual evening worth of basketball as well. So it's really very, very flexible in how you want to do it. But, yeah, you can watch it at home. You can watch it at your local sports bar. And as soon as the game is over, it's uploaded, and you can watch it on demand just like anything on Netflix or Hulu or anything along those lines.
So you mentioned Kokomo as being one of the league's most successful franchises. What makes them successful, and what do you think that they're doing that you can match here?
Well, Kokomo has kind of two things really figured out. Number one, they're a very good team. They know how to play the game, and they've got a heck of a coach and a great roster. And they put a great product on the floor. On top of that, they've also figured out the business side of this and do a really great job of marketing their product, selling tickets, and making sure that it's a great family-friendly atmosphere. Those are all things that we're looking forward to trying to one-up Kokomo, frankly, and do just as well, if not better. Our real hope was that us and Kokomo would be kind of natural rivals. We're just down the road from each other, and everybody that's a Lebanon Tiger fan knows that Kokomo is never an easy out on the high school court, and I don't anticipate them being an easy out on the TBL court either, but we're going to fight like heck.
Well, so you're going to identify a coach here before long. You'll be having tryouts for players and selecting a team to play these games. You'll have a schedule, and that will be presumably published in the newspaper and certainly online. And before I forget it, do you have a website where information about the team and the opportunities, the tickets and sponsorships, et cetera, that would be available where we can get information?
Right now, we're on LebanonLeprechauns.com.
LebanonLeprechauns.com is where you can find the information at the moment.
And the TBL primary website is sort of being redone and built as we speak. So a fresh face on our website should be incoming soon.
Okay. So this information will be available as it is available. So you got things that, you know, goes into putting on games. You got to have referees. You got to have a guy at the microphone calling the game. So you'll find all that, you believe?
I already have a voice of our Leprechauns, game day operations guy, sales executives. Quite a bit of all this stuff is starting to form up. When we announced, we were really at the very beginning stages of it, and it's quickly come together. Sponsors are starting to roll in, and we're hoping tickets will be on sale for Black Friday.
Black Friday would be the day after Thanksgiving.
Correct.
I'm not a real marketing person, but I did figure that out. All right, so these players get paid something, do they not? They're not doing it just because they like to play ball. They want to get paid some money.
Correct.
And you've got a budget, I assume. Is there a salary cap as they have in the NBA where you can't go above a certain amount, or is that only an NBA situation?
There is no salary cap. Most of these franchises are run really as small businesses. You're always looking to save money where you can, but one thing I don't want to do is underspend on my team. So I'm looking to add quality players at a fairly good salary. And
divulging anything confidential, I mean, give me an idea what the sort of range you would expect to pay players in this league for your franchise would be.
I think the highest paid player in the league last year made about $6,000 a month.
$6,000 a month. All right, so that's roughly 4 months. That's $24,000-$25,000 is what somebody that'd certainly keep them in food and a rent for a few months.
Yeah, that would be the highest paid player. I don't know that we will match quite that high, but I suppose the last piece on a championship team, you don't be bashful about spending for.
Well, that makes sense. And let's face it, there are a lot of people who are pretty good at basketball. And the average fan, if it wasn't for the name on the jersey, they wouldn't know who these people are, but they know they can tell by watching them that they're talented and they know how to play. And there are a lot of basketball fans in this area, are there not?
Of course. This is where really the game took hold. It may have been invented in Massachusetts, but it was made for Indiana and quickly was adopted here just down the road in Crawfordsville. Was really the beginning of basketball in Indiana, and it quickly spread over here to Boone County and the surrounding areas. And if you look at the history of it, some of the early great players in this sport are from right here in our backyard.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, you get Lebanon, Crawfordsville, Thorntown, Wingate. Those schools were the dominating schools in early basketball in Indiana, and you know, the Lebanon Tigers have got a rich and long tradition of being successful. They play tough competition, but people enjoy watching them play. So tickets would be available for purchase for these games. There'll be a charge, I assume, to get in.
Yes.
Any idea what the ticket prices will be?
So we're kind of running our final numbers and figuring that out right now. It should be pretty affordable, though. We're looking at the average ticket price being right around $10. So there may be a senior discount underneath that. There may be children's pricing underneath that. There may be premium seatings a little higher than that. But I think $10 is about what to expect.
And you'll have refreshments, concessions, I suppose, as part of the activity there.
It'll be as close to a Pacers game as we can make it. So there should
probably
be.
Probably may not have the center, the halftime guy that spins the plates on his head or that balances on those balls or things like that. Although you could get that guy in here, couldn't you?
We're working on it. I think I found my leprechaun mascot yesterday.
So you find a guy to get dressed up as a leprechaun and get the fans all jacked up. Well, tell me about sponsorship opportunities that may exist. How are you doing with that?
Sponsorship opportunities are really, there are a lot of options on any budgets. We've had a lot of luck here locally. Some bars and restaurants have really stepped forward and have been kind of my early sponsors. But every business is more than welcome to get involved. I'm sure that we can find some way to get you involved, be it a small advertisement or a major sponsorship.
And the information about the schedule and the makeup of the team will be available both online, LebanonLeprechauns.com, and with the TBL, the Basketball League's website is back up and running and updated. You'll be able to go to that page and find a link for the Lebanon Leprechauns, I would assume, and that'll give you much the same information. And hopefully the local newspaper and local media will cover the games and report on what's going on and identify who the players are. These may not be Boone County residents. They may come in from Fort Wayne or Lafayette or Columbus, Indiana, to play on your team because you're kind of like AAU ball. You're trying to assemble a team that fits together but has talent brought in from a variety of locations, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been in contact with guys from overseas, locally, you know, the Midwest in general. I've got some West Coast folks that are interested in coming out to play here in Lebanon. So, no, they won't necessarily be natives, but there is a great opportunity for us to win them as future residents. Because if they're going to spend 3, 4, 5, 6 months here, it doesn't take very long to find out Boone County is a nice spot.
Yeah, you need to move here or maybe get a job here that will allow you to play in this league on weekends or whatever. And, of course, you'll have practices and travel time and all that sort of thing. But you're confident that there are a number of good players from around the world that would love to be part of this league and would love to play on the Lebanon franchise.
Oh, assembling our roster will not be a problem. We've got talent coming out of the woodwork to find us.
Well, Preston, I've enjoyed our conversation. I wish you well. I hope this does well. Because I personally will come watch this team play in Lebanon High School's gym or wherever you happen to be. There's constantly more opportunities and more things of interest coming to our community, and I view this as another good example of that. And I know our listeners are going to be paying attention and hoping for the best for your new league.
Thank you very much, Kent.
Appreciate your time coming in today. LebanonLeprechauns.com. Don't ask me how to spell leprechauns, but you can figure it out. Spell check is a wonderful thing. Hope you have a great weekend. Don't know who the guest will be next week on What's Up Boone County. We will have another person to talk about the goings-on in our community. Hope you have a great Halloween weekend. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.